Tearing Up the Internet is a 2.5 minute song from 50 years ago. Why would anyone care about that? Well, because it features Jimi Hendrix before he was Jimi Hendrix on guitar. The song is Station Break by Curtis Knight and the Squires. KUOW's Jeannie Yandel asked Hendrix biographer Charles Cross who they were.
They were nobodies, and they still are nobodies. They are the most famous nobody band that ever existed because for a brief period of time, Jimi Hendrix played with them. But even as we say that, there's an implication that people get that they were great. Well, they weren't. They were kind of a B-level or maybe even D-level R&B band. They never had a hit, but they did happen to have the fact that Jimi Hendrix was with them for a brief period of time, and he made some recordings with them. That's the only reason we ever would talk about Curtis Knight.
Okay, well, if this band was so terrible, how did Jimi Hendrix end up playing with them in the first place?
Well, remember, Jimi Hendrix was not Jimi Hendrix at this point. Jimi Hendrix was going by the name Jimmy James. He had left Seattle to join the army to essentially escape probably the Seattle police who caught him in a stolen car. So Jimmy left, joined the army, then began trying to have a music career, but without much success. So what people really need to remember is that the Jimi Hendrix of the early 1960s, or even when these recordings were made in the mid-1960s, is not the same Jimi Hendrix that happened just a couple years later in London. Yes, you hear parts of him, and it sort of sounds like his guitar work, and it sort of sounds similar, but it's not brilliant. It's not the genius of the Jimi Hendrix that would come. Jimmy was with 50 bands during this period, but mostly he was on bands that weren't quite making it. So this particular band is just one of many that Jimmy was with during this era, playing what we call the Chitlin' Circuit. At one point, Jimmy signed a contract with a record producer in New York for $1. This wasn't completely unusual at the time, and nobody thought anything of him, and those recordings never went anywhere. They never were released.
I'm talking with Charles Cross. He's a music writer and historian. He's also a biographer of Jimi Hendrix. And we're talking about a song that Jimi Hendrix played on 50 years ago, a song called Station Break by Curtis Knight and the Squires. Why is it that this song from 1965 is just now being officially re-released?
Well, these albums have been coming out for years. Now, whether those recordings were legal or not, it's hard to know. But there are so many people over the last 50 years who have been very disappointed because they went to a record store and bought something that said Jimi Hendrix live recordings, and what they truly were these Curtis Knights and the Squire albums. What happened just recently is the Jimi Hendrix estate bought these recordings. In some ways, that's a great irony because for years they've been fighting these recordings and trying to stop them from coming out. And maybe at some point they just threw their hands up and said, we might as well release them officially.
Well, I've got to ask you this final question then, Charles. Jimi Hendrix himself described some of these songs as, quote, musically worthless, unquote. So what do you think of this music? What do you make of it?
Well, I don't know if I'd go so far as to say it was musically worthless. It's interesting kind of second-rate R&B. But the only reason it's interesting is because Jimi Hendrix is on it. Now it is interesting to listen to him and say, can I feel that magic? And I will tell you as Jimmy's biographer, you can't hear it. It's not there. There are hints of it, but the fully realized Jimi Hendrix wasn't even really created until a couple years later. In my opinion, the key to Jimi Hendrix is to understand Bob Dylan. When Jimmy got Bob Dylan, he suddenly had a different sense of himself as a performer, as a singer, and certainly as a songwriter. And these records that you're hearing here are before Jimmy had ever heard Dylan.
Music historian and Jimi Hendrix biographer Charles Cross speaking with KUOW's Jeannie Yandel. A collection of early Hendrix is coming your way next week. This is the song Station Break from that collection.